Your ideas are very important. Your ideas are well informed, and your ideas deserve to be heard. So if you feel in that patient-doctor relationship, if you are not being heard, you deserve better. If you feel like you are not being heard, you need to find a different doctor. You know, right now in headache medicine, it is a great time to be a physician because there are so many novel treatment options that are available and so many more that are coming down the pipeline. So as physicians, right now, we can help more than we ever could before.
Some doctors choose to practice migraine and headache medicine because they're fascinated by the complexities of the disease. Others focus on migraine because someone they know or someone like themselves is affected by or disabled by its evil symptoms. And Dr. Amal Starling can claim both. Dr. Starling is a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic at Arizona and advocacy committee chair of the American Headache Society. She's a true champion for people with migraine. Please welcome Dr. Amal Starling.
Thank you, Carl. And thank you so much for everyone being here today. What if I could tell you that you could get the health care that you deserve? What if I could show you how to feel better this year? What if I could show you how to change the world? How to change the world for people living with migraine? The key is advocacy. Advocacy is an essential act for all people living with migraine and for people who treat migraine disease. You see, migraine is an invisible disease, but we need to take steps forward to make it visible, because only then can we start deconstructing the stigma. Only then can we start opening up those avenues for better access to care, as well as more novel, effective treatment options. So listen, the time is now. The time is now for us to come out of the dark, to step into the light, and be unapologetically visible. The time is now for us to be visible in the workplace, at school, within our families, within our community. We need to be visible everywhere. And I know that that is not an easy ask for you who has migraine. However, you are not doing this alone. This is a joint effort. This is a shared responsibility that patients, caregivers, and physicians will share this responsibility and walk this journey with you together. Now, advocacy has many different forms. And self-advocacy is very important for people who are living with migraine. It is how you can obtain the health care that you deserve. Now, in my clinic, very frequently when I walk in to see a patient, I start with, how are you doing? How is your migraine? And very commonly I hear, I'm fine. If I dig a little bit deeper, my patient is not fine. My patient is living a life that is negatively impacted by migraine. But if I don't know it, I can't help them. So next time, don't say I'm fine if you're not fine. Next time, instead, say, here is my headache diary with all of my documented symptoms. Here are the days of work that I missed. Here is the job opportunity that I had to turn down because of migraine disease. Here are the tickets that I had to forfeit because of an unexpected migraine attack. Here are the ER visits that I have had to endure. And here are the test results that I've had done. Here are the questions that I have. And here are some of the ideas that I have about my migraine disease. Because your ideas are very important. Your ideas are well-informed, and your ideas deserve to be heard. So if you feel in that patient-doctor relationship, if you are not being heard, you deserve better. If you feel like you are not being heard, you need to find a different doctor. You know, right now in headache medicine, it is a great time to be a physician because there are so many novel treatment options that are available and so many more that are coming down the pipeline. So as physicians, right now, we can help more than we ever could before. But again, if you feel like you're not being heard, you need to find a different doctor or headache specialist. You can go to the website, AmericanMigraineFoundation.org, put in your zip code, and it'll locate your closest headache specialists. You can also watch the summit, learn the information yourself, and educate your local doctors, which many patients end up doing. But let's move beyond self-advocacy. I want you to join your migraine community in a grassroots effort, to fight this disease together. Together, we can raise awareness, we can erase stigma. Together, we can find more research finding for developing better treatment options. In addition, you will find your tribe, your people, people who are banding together to fight migraine. And eventually, we will be able to see how advocacy can turn today's barriers into tomorrow's solution. And I see the day where we can move from stigma to respect. We can go from hiding to sharing. Move from poor treatment options to effective therapies. And definitely move from fighting alone to banding together. Now, this is exactly what we do, patient and physician side by side, at Headache on the Hill every year. Physicians and patients walk side by side all over Capitol Hill, meeting with our local congresspeople on Capitol Hill, talking to them about how we can reduce the heavy burden of migraine disease. This year, we spoke with Congress about supporting the Opioid Workforce Act, and that was to increase the number of headache specialists that are available. In fact, you can do this too. You can do this right now. Just get online, go to house.gov or senate.gov, put in your zip code, you'll find your local congresspeople and email them and share your migraine story and ask them to support the Opioid Workforce Act. There are many other ways besides self-advocacy and legislative advocacy that you can participate in migraine advocacy, even on a daily basis with simple things like changing our language. Words are so powerful, and they can reframe a disease. So from today, when you're talking about your symptoms, instead of migraines, talk about migraine disease. Instead of a migraine headache, you can talk about a migraine attack. And instead of identifying as a migraine sufferer, let's choose something that has less stigmatizing language, such as people living with migraine. Now, people living with migraine are the strongest people that I know. And so what I like to refer to people living with migraine as are my migraine warriors. Now, other things that you can do to participate in advocacy, you're already doing it. You're here, watching the summit, educating yourself. All of these things are forms of advocacy. And then you can take it to the next level and share the information that you learn widely. You can also subscribe to newsletters, join other organizations, and continue to educate yourself about migraine disease. Get involved with the multiple nonprofit organizations that do exist as well about migraine advocacy, because they need your involvement. They need your involvement to help advance research, advance awareness, and hopefully develop treatment options that will be effective for every single person that has migraine. Now, these things are not easy, and they do take a little bit of time. But I guarantee you, if you can participate in these acts of advocacy, you will feel better. You will have purpose, you will have passion, and you will have your tribe. It really does start with purpose. As Rick Warren, the author of The Purpose-Driven Life, stated, "If you have felt hopeless, hold on. Wonderful changes are going to happen in your life as you begin to live it on purpose." And in fact, purpose has known health benefits. In a study in 2008, it was identified that those with a lower sense of purpose in life actually had an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and mortality. Another study demonstrated that those with, again, a lower sense of purpose in life had a 2.5-fold increase in the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. In comparison, there was a study that demonstrated that those with a really strong sense of purpose in life actually lived longer. So if having purpose can help reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease, can lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease, and even help you live longer, maybe, just maybe, having purpose in migraine can help treat migraine. You know, I'm not asking you to do anything that I haven't actually done myself and I haven't had my family do. Because migraine advocacy in the Starling household is a family affair. My husband is 1 in 16, my son is 1 in 11, and I am 1 in 5. We are migraine warriors. At a recent Miles for Migraine awareness event, my son, who has migraine, and his best friend, who does not have migraine, were asked about purpose. They said, "Why are you here?" My son said, "Well, I'm here because I have migraine." My son's best friend said, "I'm here because my best friend has migraine." These two young, strong, brilliant boys are changing the world for people living with migraine, one awareness event at a time. So the power to change the world for people living with migraine is in our hands. It is up to us, because we, you and I, we are migraine warriors. And we will travel this journey together without stigma, without guilt, but with hope and with empowerment, and most importantly, with each other. So warrior on, my friends, and be the change. Thank you.